Legal observers have begun weighing in on Zimbabwe's attempt to have an American man extradited back to the country to face charges connected to the killing of a famous lion. The government of Zimbabwe has formally asked the United States to send Walter Palmer back to the country to face poaching-related charges. He's the U.S. dentist who shot and killed Cecil the Lion while on a paid safari. Professor Jens David Olin with the Cornell School of Law says Palmer's extradition to face charges in Zimbabwe is not set in stone.
If it's a crime in Zimbabwe and the allegations also constitute a crime in the United States, and it's considered a sufficiently grave crime, and that means something that could be punished by at least a year in prison, then a formal extradition request could be considered. But just because an extradition request is sent from Zimbabwe doesn't necessarily mean that the United States will grant it.
U.S. officials are also obligated to conduct a legal review to determine whether or not the crime he's been charged with is a crime in both countries. If not, Palmer has grounds to avoid being sent back to Zimbabwe to face the charges. He's accused of violating Zimbabwe's Parks and Wildlife Act for killing Cecil in an illegal hunt. The dentist claims, though, that he was told by his safari organizers that his hunt was perfectly legal. Palmer killed the animal in early July as part of an organized hunt for which he reportedly paid some $50,000. Cecil, considered one of Zimbabwe's most famous lions, and was collared for a study when he was killed.